100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lauren Simon of 100. Wow. I should probably stop and do another take. Screw it. This is Lauren Simon of the 100 word stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet, and it's Sunday. So that means it's time for the weekly challenge. I post the topic, you come up with the story. And the topic was chance. We got a bunch of stories on the topic. We got them from Lizzie, Charlie, Tom, Richard, Serendipity, John, Jeffrey, Norval Joe, and Planet Z. So, I forgot something, didn't I? Yeah, I did. Oh, well. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and just hand this over to the storytellers while I fix this thing.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and we're bound for the Great White North. My story this evening is called Beyond Laid Back. My favorite line from Lord of the Rings is, "A chance meeting, as we say in the Shire." It reminds me of life in Santa Cruz, California's idea of the Shire. Once I witnessed the following on a bus ride. A young man looked up to see a girl get on, breaks into a wide smile. They talk for a few minutes. It's obvious from their conversations that they have lost track of each other's whereabouts. As the guy departs the bus, he asks her for her phone number. She declines, tells him, "Till we meet again." So Shire, for sure. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 638 on the topic of chance. My story today is called The Final Adventure. The starship shuddered from another blast from the plasma monster. "Captain, shields are down to 20%. If we don't find a way to reverse course, we're finished." The captain drummed his fingers on his command chair, considering the options open to him. Direct remaining power to the engines? Tried and failed. Ditto blasting out. The bridge crew looked expectantly at their leader, but the captain's expression was grim. "Gentlemen, we're out of options. It's been my honor to work with every one of you. Comms sent a final message to HQ, warning other vessels to avoid this system." As the close-up shot of the captain faded and an ad for Ivory Soap took its place, Allison gripped my hand. She asked, "How will they defeat the monster? This is the end for all of them, isn't it?" "Not a chance. This season's ratings have been through the roof. I expect to see previews of next season any day now." And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning, this is Richard, and I'll be honest with you, almost forgot to do this week. Ooh, that's old age creeping in. Anyway, this is my story. Topic was chance, and this is called No Chance. "No chance," I said, when they asked me to join the office lottery syndicate. "Seriously, do you realize just how much the odds are stacked against you? You're more likely to be hit by lightning or die falling out of bed." I decided to save my money and laughed at the stupidity of the rest of those fools, throwing theirs away in the hope of those elusive numbers coming up. Of course, I was laughing on the other side of my face when they did. "Give me a break, guys. You won't miss a few thousand." Their response? "No chance." I'm done. I'll head off now. Goodbye.
Game Show, Chance or Quit by John DeCleese. Mr. Kelly, you have a chance to win 20 million squugworts. Is that exciting? Oh, very exciting, sir. If you fail at this stage of the game, you will fall 1,000 feet into an oubliette, at the bottom of which are millions of ravenous flesh-eating accountants. You got that? That makes it all the more exciting, said Mr. Kelly, who was already covered with a dark green fungus from the previous round. Here's the question, then. Why is a raven like a writing desk? Will you take the chance, or will you quit? It's a chance I have to take.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of other stuff that nobody reads, available on Amazon.com. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 638 with a prompt of chance. So here's my story.
Well, you're welcome to come if you want, Linoleum Amanda said to Roderick.
Not a chance, he sneered and moved to the back of the bus.
Is it really just us two at the party?
Bilbert gulped. Linoleum Amanda joined him.
Yeah, I don't have many friends, she sighed.
Why not? You seem nice to me, Bilbert said, discreetly sniffing the air for unusual smells.
Thanks, she smiled. I think most kids are afraid of my father. Sometimes he shouts and threatens.
Really? Doesn't that bother you?
Oh, no. He never threatens or yells at me, she laughed. Only people I'm with.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Well, that wasn't easy.
Chance has been my support dog for the last 5 years. He was a former detection dog for the local police department, but was retired when his handler made detective. I knew Chance when he was a pup, fresh from the breeder in the Netherlands. Chance is solid black, weighs 89 pounds, and has an IQ higher than most of my friends. Chance alerts me when I am impolite to strangers, when I backtalk my superiors, and when I feel like slamming some pissant in the face. He saved me a couple of times from flying off the handle. Number 2. A typical game of chance in my town is riding a bicycle on the public streets. We have an inordinate amount of over- or under-medicated seniors driving around. They go the wrong way on city streets, drive peeking through the spokes of the steering wheel, don't use signals, drive with impaired vision, and with deficient reflexes. Some of the poor devils leave the house and get lost at the store a half mile away. They forget why they are there, lock their keys in the ignition, leave their lights on, and leave their pets sweltering in the hot car. Number 3. What am I thinking? I am writing a story with the keyword, chance. I am not intimidated, nor am I worried that I will not be able to come up with 100 words that include chance in the text. I went to a summer camp when I was 12. It was for rich kids and was called Chance Ranch. We were given guns when we got off the bus. Everyone had their own Kevlar vest. For the next 2 weeks we learned how to get along, control our tempers, and discourage counselors from cupping our balls in the pool.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here. I hope you had a good week. And here's my story. Take a chance, she said. Perhaps you'll win. And he took a chance, so full of himself. After all, he was super fit. He was given a small boat and told to row south, that he would find the beach. And he did. The place was amazing. First few days were easy. Then a terrifying storm arrived. Everything was damp. He couldn't find any food anywhere. Instead of building a shelter while he was strong, he sunbathed, and then they couldn't find him. He was in the wrong beach. Take a chance. He almost died. It did win his life back. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcove.blogspot.com. and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Some of the most momentous, life-changing happenings occur completely by chance. The chance encounter whilst studying the bar. An encounter that leads to romance and a lifetime partnership. The chance remark in the heat of debate. A remark that starts the thought process that leads to groundbreaking innovation. The chance interruption. The traffic jam. The diversion. The spilled drink. The wrong turn. The interruption that saves you from the disaster that lay unseen in your future. But not today. Because today, chance has brought you my way. I am your destiny, and I never leave things to chance.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
There's always been a chance of a bird strike at an airport. Tens of thousands of starlings live in the woods and ravines around the airport. And they sometimes fly into the runways and engines of planes taking off. So we send out the Falcon Master with his team of falcons. Birds naturally avoid birds of prey, so they stayed away from the runways. There ain't been a bird strike in over 10 years. The university came up with a technological solution, a robotic falcon drone. It worked well until someone hijacked the signal and ran it into a plane's engine.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories, 100 words long, on the topic of chance. The topic of the next 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge is Quill. Go to oneadayuntiltheDayIdie.com for, I don't know why you go to that, but whatever you go to it for, go to it for that. Archives, links to this, then that, and whatever. I mean, there's no shopping there. Should I put some shopping there? Ooh, I can buy some underwear on Amazon. Remember, you're buying underwear for yourself. If you're going to be buying other people's underwear, you're going to be going to Japan. And that's it. Thank you very much for being a part of this. Listening, writing, recording, tap dancing, whatever it is that you do, please don't tell me. And as always, keep it brief.